Rival Palestinian factions in Gaza fought a series of gun battles this weekend. The fighting left some 24 people dead. Among them was the leader of an Islamist group known as the Soldiers of the Companions of God. He had vowed to build an Islamic emirate in Gaza. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has been following the story and joins me now from Jerusalem. Lourdes, what prompted these gun battles?
Well, the fighting erupted Gaza on Friday when Hamas security men surrounded a mosque in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. Around 100 members of Jund Ansar Allah, the Soldiers of the Companion of God, were listening to a sermon by their leader where he announced the start of theocratic rule in the Palestinian territories. And they followed with a defiant show of arms. Hamas forces, they control the Gaza Strip, then surrounded the mosque where the speech took place, and a bloody gun battle ensued that went on for hours. The head of Jund Ansar Allah was killed in the fighting, as was a senior Hamas official and dozens of others.
Who are the Soldiers of the Companions of God, and how much of a threat did they or do they pose to Hamas's rule in Gaza?
This group claimed to be affiliated to Al-Qaeda, the global terror network. Mm. Their belief is that Islamist Hamas isn't strict enough in their enforcement of Islamic law, and they criticize it for observing a ceasefire with Israel. This really was the most serious internal threat to Hamas since its takeover of the Gaza Strip in 2007. Jund Ansar Allah's aim is pan-Arab, to reestablish a Muslim empire. Hamas is considered a terrorist group by the United States, Israel, and the European Union as well. But it is strictly nationalist in its goals. Hamas wants to end the Israeli occupation. It sees its goal as purely Palestinian in nature. I think what this shows is that Hamas is ready and willing to crack down on groups more radical than it is. This episode really tested Hamas's control of the Gaza Strip. And what it showed is that they are in control for now. But this may be the first of more challenges to its authority. Gaza is almost completely isolated. Israel and Egypt have closed their borders to it. And there is a lot of dissatisfaction with Hamas's rule there.
How much support do groups like this have in Gaza?
It's hard to gauge. By most accounts, this group had maybe 100 armed men supporting it. But, you know, Hamas is in a difficult position. On the one hand, it's challenged by secular Fatah, the group that controls the West Bank. On the other hand, it's now challenged by radical Islamist groups within its own territory. Israel has imposed harsh restrictions on Gaza, and Egypt also keeps its border mostly closed off as well. So people in Gaza are really frustrated, and that could further erode Hamas's support in the Gaza Strip.
Lourdes, now that their leader, the leader of this group, the Soldiers of the Companions of God, Abdel Latif Moussa, is dead. He was killed. Is Hamas's control of Gaza pretty secure?
Well, that's what everyone's looking at, really. I mean, you know, both Fatah and the Israelis are portraying this as another example of the failure of Hamas's rule in Gaza. They say the Strip has descended into chaos and anarchy under Hamas. What Hamas is trying to show by their very forceful display of arms is that any challenges to its authority will be brutally quashed. So it remains to be seen what happens next.
Well, what's been the reaction outside of Gaza to this fighting in Egypt or in Jordan or elsewhere?
People have viewed this with a lot of interest and a lot of alarm. They are trying to see if this is a sign of the descent into chaos, whether more groups like this will sort of hold root in the Gaza Strip and fight Hamas, or whether Hamas will show that it is truly in control of the Gaza Strip. Any way you look at it, though, it really possibly isn't a good thing for the Palestinian situation. You know, Hamas is in negotiations with Fatah to form a unity government. And when they see their control of the Gaza Strip challenged like it has been, that could really, I think, make it difficult in these negotiations with Fatah to form a unity government, which is very important to further the peace talks with Israel.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Jerusalem. Lourdes, thanks so much.
You're welcome.